How's everybody doing this morning? Man, are you glad to be here or what? I tell you what, like I said before, I'd rather be here in the finest jail in Texas. But today is what day? Potluck. Today is Super Bowl Sunday. Today is Super Bowl Sunday. But what makes this a Super Bowl Sunday for us is not football. That's just a game. Today, we're celebrating Super Bowl Sunday with several things. One of them is a potluck. Another one is a baptismal service where someone has come to Christ and needs to be baptized. That's the one that ought to be getting us excited. And another is we get to introduce our new elder for Common Ground Cowboy Church. So, Mark, come on up here. Mark Burr is going to be our new elder replacing a hard man to follow, and that's Steve. It's going to be hard, but he says he's up to the challenge. All of y'all know how hard Steve works. I had to tell on him. I was coming up yesterday, and I was going to fill up. Thank you, brother. You can go sit down. I appreciate it. You don't have to stand here the whole time I'm preaching, but I appreciate it. I need all the help I can get. That's the truth. But I was going to come up and fill up the water trough. I keep calling it a baptistry. It's just a trough. But thank God we've got that, huh? Amen. And I was going to come down and do it. And where I normally fill it up is from a water faucet that's in the front of the church. But we had a freeze and it busted. And we had to do a replacement. And it was just a valve up there. There wasn't a faucet anymore. And Steve said, he called me, he said, do you want me to come up and put a faucet on it? And I said, no, brother, don't worry about it. Your ankle's bothering you. I said, don't worry about it. I said, I can drag it from the back. He says, okay, good enough. Well, I get a call yesterday, and he says, oh, I just want to let you know I put that faucet on so you can fill it up. Now, that's the kind of elders I've got. Even when you tell them you don't have to do it, they still do it. It's such a great blessing. It is for me, and thank you, Steve, for doing that. And that's just one of the things. Brad's always doing something. Wendell is always doing something. And I'm not sure about Mark. He hadn't done nothing yet. Oh, that's cold, isn't it? Oh. It's so funny. I called him on the phone to give him the news, and I said, brother, I just wanted to tell you about the elder nominations. I said, I've got some bad news for you. And he goes, oh, really? I said, yeah. I said, you're going to be our next elder. He just busted out laughing. I said, you won't be laughing a year from now. You'll hear this conversation, remember it. You'll know how funny that is. So it is a blessing. These guys really do work hard for the Lord, and I can't tell you, they're my buffer. They're the ones that help keep me straight, and that takes a lot of doing. I'm telling you, whew, because I need a lot of fixing and a lot of direction a lot of times. God knows all about that. I don't have to bring it up anymore. I want to tell you a story about a local rancher to get things started this morning. This poor rancher is really sick, y'all. And we just really need to remember our prayers. That he went to the doctor this week with him and his wife, and they did some tests on him. And after the test, while he was getting his clothes back on and everything, the doctor calls the wife out, and she said, "Well, doctor, is it good news or is it bad news?" And he says, "It's both." He said, "The bad news is he's got a bad respiratory thing in his chest, and it's infected, and he is going to have complete rest. I mean, he is not going to be able to lift a finger to do one thing. You're going to have to cook for him, wash for him. You're going to have to help him in and out of the chair. You're going to have to help him to the restroom. You're going to have to do all these things." And because he absolutely has got to get nothing but rest, rest, rest. And doctor walks off, and the rancher comes up to his wife, and he says, "Well, hon, what's the prognosis? What'd the doc say? She said, you're going to die. Is that truth? In his case, it was true. But in God's eyes, that was not the truth. In Ephesians 1:3, I want y'all to go there. In Ephesians 1:3, it says this. All praise to God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms, because we are united with Christ. You know, we are blessed more than any other group in the world, besides his own children, the Israelites, the Jews. We are blessed because one thing, because of Jesus himself, because we've accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and because of the relationship that we have with Jesus, we receive righteousness, we receive hope. All that heaven has to offer us, we've got that to look forward to. Power beyond measure. Wisdom, if it's asked for. We inherit a new family of brothers and sisters that we didn't have before, that love us and take care of each other, and they take care of us. We receive everything we need, literally, to make it through this world today. God loves us unconditionally in spite of our sin. We are on Wednesday nights during the round pen. We're going through the book of James. And it is a book that is just chock full of information and about talking about integrity, about character. Character, what you are doing when no one is looking. When no one can see what you're doing, that's character, that's integrity, and you do the right thing. You do it all the time, even when no one is looking. God's character is holy and it's unblemished. It's truthful, it's loving, it's righteous. His character is what we should be striving to emulate, to be like, to be more like him. The closer we get to God, the closer of a relationship we have with him. It's because we become more like him. Because he is righteous. He is full of hope and joy and grace and truth. We pray to God every day for blessings, don't we? We ask God, please bless my family. When most of the time we're not right with him spiritually. In James 5:16, it says, the prayer of a righteous man, one who is right with God, has great power and produces wonderful results. That's the prayer of a righteous man. That's one who has confessed his sin and is living a righteous life, one that is right in the eyes of God. It's kind of like this. We want these blessings. Let me explain it to you like this. There's the Pacific Ocean. If you were to go to the Pacific Ocean and you took a thimble and you dipped it into the ocean, all you're going to get is a thimble full of the ocean. The rest of it's going to pour out. That's all that thimble can hold. If you go back with a pan and you fill it up, you fill that pan up, all that pan will hold is what the pan will hold itself. The rest of it goes right back into the ocean. If you took a, A 5-gallon bucket, the same thing. You fill the 5-gallon, that's all it can hold is that much. You could take a barrel and go there and fill that barrel up, but you still can only fill it to what that barrel will hold. You can take even a tanker truck and fill a tanker truck full, but that's all it'll hold. Y'all, we are going through life expecting a tanker full of blessings from God when we only have a thimble full of relationship with Him. Think about it. That's how close we are to God. It's just that thimble. We want the magnificent blessings, but we don't have the relationship with Him. We don't confess our sins. We don't live for Him every day and ask Him, what do you want me to do today? We turn our lives over to Him. All the power and the blessings that we want for God is directly related to the personal relationship we have with Him. The more mature we are in Christ, the more we become like God, the more the blessings flow. When you sin, it stops. Because there's a separation between you and God. That sin separates you from God. Because He cannot be in the sight or in the area, anywhere around sin. Because He is holy. So you have to confess it. The question this morning, do you really want God's blessings this morning? You know, we pray. We have been blessed so mightily in this church. The leadership decided we wanted to add on to the church. We prayed, man, Lord, how do we get the money? It's an unthinkable amount of money. Lord, how do we do it? How do we raise it? So we tried, we did the four-wheeler, we did just different things. Said, well, we're still short, Lord. I want you to know the Lord always provides, and He did. God showed up. We're going to get to start our building. Amen? Is that not exciting that we get to start our building for our children, for God's work? Do you really, really want God's blessing in your life? I know I do. Man, I need it. I live every day trying my best to do everything that I can, and I still fumble, I still fall, just like it did that song. I still do things wrong, but I confess it. It seems like to me, the closer I get to God, the more I realize how nasty of a person I am, how rotten I really am. I try my best, and I go, man, Lord, things are going pretty good. You know, I think I got it all nailed down. And then I compare myself to the spotless Lamb of Jesus. And like I said last week, it's like a septic tank. My righteousness is like rags to His glory. We can have all the blessings that we can hold. All of it. Everything that we need. If we only live for Him. We can have all the blessings that we can hold, and all of them are on the other side of redemption. Asking for forgiveness. I don't know about you, but I want the Lord to bless this church mightily. I'd like to see God move in such a way that every seat is taken and we've got standing room only. Not to have a big church. Not for that reason. But because people are coming to Christ. That's the difference. Do you see the vision? Do you see what I'm talking about? Lord wants everyone, every single person to come to Christ. Everybody that you run into on a daily basis, whether you know them or not, He loves them. He died for them just like he died for you. Do you believe it? Man, I do. We need, really, y'all, we really need to have a relationship with God like we've never, ever, ever had before. We need to pray, confess, change. You know, when it says when you repent, that word means to go the opposite direction. You're going one way, and when you repent, you've turned around and you're going another way. No longer the same. In my life, many times I've repented, and I went just like this, and then kept going. That's not true repentance. That is not true repentance. Repentance, true repentance, is when you say, enough is enough is what? Enough. It's time to change. Everything that we want from God, including his blessings, comes from repentance. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, it is such an honor and a blessing to be in this old barn with you today. Lord, I pray that as we come before your throne with our prayers, Lord, and we ask for you to do this or to do that or to help us pay for this, help us to pay for that, help us to get new houses, new trucks, new horses, new trailers, new cows, whatever it is, Lord, that we would not forget the most important thing that we need to kneel before you with, and that's our sin, and ask for repentance. And Lord, that we would change the way that we do things. We would change the way that we see you, God. That we would start comparing ourselves to your nature and your character. We're always going to fall short, Lord, but it's something to strive for. I pray that you'd help us each and every day to be more like you and less like our old nature. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to have a baptismal service.